to the cave. First Adam and Chava are buried over there, and also Abraham, Yishtah, Yaakov, and Leah. All of them are buried here. There is an entrance to the building here. There is a guard over there on the right side. When you're walking in, actually there is kinds of tsiyunim marks, places that it's like the grave of Abraham, like the grave of Sarah, but actually it's not real. The truth is that this is the closest place in the corner, the right corner of that building, the right side. This is the closest place of them all to the entrance to the cave. But we're also a little bit tourists, so we can enter, look, take pictures, everything.
And the Ramban is buried here too.
Also the Ramban is buried here.
Near where that bookcase is.
The Ramban is also buried.
Delicious.
On Kibra Avot we learned from Kalev ben Yefuneh that Kalev ben Yefuneh, when the spies went to Eretz Israel, to conquer Eretz Israel. So when they came to Eretz Israel, so Kalev ben Yefuneh was afraid that maybe he's gonna fail, chas v'shalom, take the advice of the spies, of the Meraglim, that was wrong advice, to say bad things, lashon hara, lashon hara, and he was so afraid that he's gonna fail. Yeshua bin Nun got a blessing from Moshe Rabbeinu, so he was sure that he was not gonna fail. But Kalev, he had a doubt. So when a person have a doubt, what he should do? What did Kalev done? He went to Kivrei Avot and he was praying here. From that we learned on the importance, first time that we learned on the importance of going to graves of righteous people, pray, beg. We all know that we're in a doubt. We all need salvation. We know all of us that we haven't purified our hearts yet. So we need to come and to beg. Now, Bezrat Hashem, we have more than 1.5 hours to make it Bodedut. I suggest that every one of us is going to dedicate minimum 30 minutes from our wonderful Bodedut to talk on our side, especially on our group, of course on our Rabbi, Rav Shalom, especially on our group. Try. Every one of us have issues. Some of us haven't got married yet. Few of us don't have kids, few of us have our issues, family, economic situations, don't buy issues. So it's gonna be so amazing if Hashem gonna see that the group came together and they care about each other and they're praying. There is that also young boy, 13 years old, that they put that sign, the Shiva, to pray on him. So what's his name? Nehemiah, remember the guy's name? It's written in Masechet Brachot in Gemara that even if the person doesn't know the name of the sick or the person that needs the help, you can still pray on him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accepting the prayers. So we should say that young kid that needs salvation and to pray on Am Yisrael.
Also Nira Chaya Bat Batsheva.
Nira Chaya Bat Batsheva.
A mother of 10 who has cancer in the brain. To disappear.
Bore Olam gave us that merit to come to that holy place. We have a mission. We're not allowed to forget our brothers, never. In every place that you come in, you're like an ambassador. You're a middleman. You came to Hashem, now you have an opportunity. One of the guys from our class went last year to Uman. He asked Rav Shalom on what he should pray. Rav Shalom told him, you should pray like that I am praying and Rav Berlander are praying. They asked him what? They told him, we're never, almost never praying on ourselves in Uman. Never. Just on Am Yisrael. So, we know that we have our issues and we have things that we need to talk about themselves, about ourselves also. So it's okay and it's great. But try to dedicate something like 30 minutes. Spend those 30 minutes, mamash. It's kindness, it's donation, mamash, to Am Yisrael, to pray on our friends. We're thanking Hanan Menashe that organized all of that wonderful trip. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And just gonna keep on seeing the fruits and the salvations from that trip for the future to come, Bezat Hashem. Thanking you all of us, Bezat Hashem, for all the great wonders. Hashem is listening to our prayers. We don't need to convince Hashem. Hashem wants to give us more than we want to receive. We just need to bring vessels. Just need to put vessels. Please Hashem, give me that. Please Hashem, help me in that. Please Hashem, do that for him. Please Hashem, just put words. Just begging, free gift, begging for Matnat Chinam. There is something very special also today at 1:44. A lot of righteous people, Kabbalistim, are saying that in that time today, 1:44, it's a very special time. What? Aria Kadosh?
The Yovel, Kilo?
I don't know. Yeah. So what? Now it's the time.
It is exact 9 minutes or something. 9 years.
All right. So in Tet, it's the ninth day of Kislev. It's the ninth month, the ninth hour. That's gonna be 1:44. We're gonna be on the bus.
So, we have 9 minutes for a special prayer.
We have 9 minutes to pray in that time. So Bezat Hashem, also on the bus, we're going to be humble, pray from the bus, salvation for all of our Israel. So if Bore Olam brought us in that special day, very unique, very special day, here to Maharat HaMakpelah, all of us together, without planning, without knowing all of that, so we should know that Hashem wants our prayers, and Hashem needs our prayers. There is no king without a nation. You have to have us. There is no rabbi without students. You cannot be a rabbi without students. You cannot be a king, even if you're the creator, if you don't have followers, if you don't have people. He needs us to crown him. So let's crown him all together, Bezat Hashem. To praise him, to thank him, to love him. Bezat Hashem, all of us, wonderful things.